Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Good. So I was walking up, I was hearing the music. What is that? It's nice.
It's a head radio going on.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be out here with a couple of the other developments, like on Willowbrook. They just have me come out to do their pest control for them, just with a lot of the dirt being stirred up. Just don't want that activity. How long have you guys been here?
December.
December, okay, perfect. Brand new then.
Mm-hmm.
Reason I'm coming out is not a lot of people have issues right now, but with a lot of this construction, we start stirring up the nests. They're looking for dry places to nest. And so people don't want that to be their house. So I treat behind the wall and flush that out. We're actually going to be here this weekend doing a few homes. Are you guys going to be around at all?
No, we won't be.
Okay, that's fine. A lot of people are going on vacation, so I'm just hitting the outside. Since you guys have been here since just December, probably don't see a lot of activity, right? It's just on the outside.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Right.
Be honest with you, I have...
home defense.
I spray home defense and an outside perimeter stuff
mm-hmm.
that I do.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's why I'm here. A lot of neighbors, they are doing that. Would have just been showing them, like this stuff, the home defense. You want to be careful with it. It'll say 12-month control
mm-hmm.
on it, really big. But in the small letters, what it says is for ants, roaches, and spiders indoors on non-porous surfaces. And so number one culprit is indoor. If you're spraying it outside, what does that mean? Then it's being washed away.
Yeah.
And then non-porous, you know, what really is non-porous, like
yeah.
windows and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's a good marketing scheme. They're telling you it, but they're not making it big.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I specialize in is getting right to the nests. Because anybody can spray for these things with anything if they're just seeing the five. But if you're just killing the five, then you're not getting to
yeah.
the nests.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's what I'm in the business of doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since some of your neighbors who are a little bit older than you guys, house-wise, not age-wise.
yeah.
But they're already starting to see a lot of the ants and a lot of the spiders, and they know it's from the construction. So since you're a little bit closer, what I would suggest like them, just a flush out. Get them out of the house, make sure nothing's getting established, and then that's when I do treat the windows, the eaves, and just those entry points to make sure nothing's coming in. Since we're already out.
What's the cost of something like that?
Sure. Have you had a service in the past homes?
No. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Sure.
I lived up in the coal regions.
Okay.
And I've been treating my own for 27 years. I never had a problem.
Is this your newest house?
Never had a problem. With carpenter ants or, you know, and I lived in the mountains, on the base of a mountain.
Right.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I never had a problem. I used the home defense. I used
right.
The
right.
other stuff for on the outside of the perimeter where you, it's sitting right there.
Right. Exactly.
With the sprayer. So I.
Yeah.
I'll talk to my wife about it. How do you operate it or?
Okay.
How's
it work?
yeah. What's the deal?
Okay. Well, the deal is that we cover everything. We just come out with the seasons to maintain that barrier, but then also to break that cycle. Because like I said, you can kill these guys all you want, but
mm-hmm.
they just have eggs that
yeah.
will just hatch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I just come out as the eggs are hatching to get them before they lay more eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the science behind it.
Yeah.
What I do is on the inside, I treat behind the wall. On the outside, I treat where they're coming in, which is the foundation, the door
yeah.
frames, and
yeah.
the windows.
Yeah.
And so typically something like that, usually around $189 to do an inside and an outside treatment. And then to keep that egg cycle at bay and not just to let them roam free.
Every 3 months, $109 to $110.
Yeah, $109. That's just for the standard pests. Any other company, anything else would be an add-on. And so, like, I was talking to Carol just behind you, and her daughter came in, and she's like, oh, $100. Isn't that a lot? And I said, yeah, it would be a lot if I was just getting rid of the five ants on the ground. You can stomp on those.
Yeah,
that's for free.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to get rid of them
yeah.
so they're not continually coming back, then you have to have that cycle down. You have to break that cycle. And so what I did for them is that I'm dropping them from $189 down to just $109 each time. So I'm dropping them $80. And then as the seasons come, I'm not going to charge them for when they do see the rabbits and the ticks or when they do see the wasps. I'm going to include all that for free in that 109. And your guys' basement is finished or unfinished?
Unfinished.
Yeah, kind of like them as well. That's where they're seeing some things. It's not too bad right now. This is the season that they're coming in.
Yeah.
Fall time is when they come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm including the basement for them for free. And I'm also including the garage as well.
Well, I'll talk to my wife about it, you know. I'll see what she thinks. Like I said, I've been, and I do, and even now I do, you know, I've been spraying myself.
Right.
Around the perimeter and
right. And
this and that. So,
yeah. There's a lot of guys that I'm working with that they're not doing a bad job. It's just as this year gets going, they just start getting busier and busier, and they'd rather spend an hour more with the family than an hour more with the bugs.
Yeah, well, I'm perfectly honest with you, and I'm not saying that's bad.
Right.
If I needed it, I'd have it. But I'm retired, and, you know, I'm on that cycle now. I mean, where I lived, I lived in a mountain. And
you love that mountain.
Yeah, I loved it. down here because my kids and that being down here closer.
Right.
I'll talk to her about it. And
okay.
If you want to give a call, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Maybe 2 weeks or so, you could give me a call, you know.
Is he going to be gone for 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We'll be, my son, one of my the house won't be empty.
Okay.
There'll be someone here, but.
I'll just give you our number. Might be easier. There you go. There you go.
And I could talk to you. I'm going to show her, you know, I'll show her this and we'll see what's what. But like I said, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not lying to you.
Right, yeah.
I did it and, you know, she wants to get something or neighboring home. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's probably one of the biggest things that I've been hearing, like with a lot of the duplexes, they just don't want to share anything.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so that's why when I treat behind the wall, it does help because you got to share that wall and those pipes.
Uh-huh.
That's where they're going for the moisture source.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, to be perfectly honest with you, I know about, being a tradesperson and this and that, when I did do it,
Trades? What'd you trade?
No, I've been in a tradesperson, welding this, carpentry. Even now, maybe a month ago, last month I did it. Where the drain, right behind the trap, where it goes through the wall, I spray. Hot and cold waters, I spray. Down the basement, I spray all the parameters, you know, inside. So, I whack it pretty good, you know, I'm doing it pretty good. Now, let me just talk to her and see, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, if you could maybe work something out or this or that.
Sure.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck. Is there any other questions that you think she'd have that I can answer for you?
No, that'll be, that explains it.
Okay.
You know, and we'll see what's what.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care.
Take care.